Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We have Carolina tonight speaking to us from Spain. And the complexity and at the same time, the simplicity of the human body is her absolute passion. She is a physiotherapist and a yoga anatomy teacher. In essence, she focuses her work getting people to feel more in their bodies so they are able to interpret better the message our body sent to us. She can't find anything more mind-blowing than the perfection and the synchronicity of life itself expressed in our bodies. And I, for one, really resonate with that last part. And Carolina, welcome, and the floor is yours.
Well, thank you so much for the very nice introduction. And yes, and actually in that last sentence, all what we are going to talk about today, it's a very nice introduction, but also a resume of everything that I want to say today. Because I think it's important to focus, and that's why I wanted to share this with all of you, that the Wim Hof method has a lot of scientific evidence benefit, like, you know, lowers inflammation, you can sleep better, it's good for autoimmune disease and blah, blah, blah. But for me, that's only the surface. And it's the way that the method has taken its way through modern life to get its popularity. But actually it goes so much deeper, so many layers, and I would say almost into the layers of explaining of the human existence. And this can get very philosophical and very deep, but at least for me, that's how I live it. So when people ask me, why do you practice the method or why do you share it? For me, it's not because it lowers the inflammation. It's a good point, but that's completely kind of irrelevant in my life, at least as a healthy adult. I can imagine that if you have some autoimmune disease that it lowers your inflammation is super important for you. But in general, for me as a healthy adult, the benefit I get, it goes so much deeper. And to explain how we get there, it has for me two factors, two main factors. And one is that every time you go into an ice bath, you have to jump into the unknown. You have to go into uncertainty. You don't know exactly what is going to happen, how you are going to feel today, even if you have done it many, many times. So this jumping into the unknown and what we kind of fear because we don't know, that it's uncertain. And then the other factor is that because after we do a breathing session or doing a breathing session, we enter an altered state of consciousness, right? Everybody has felt that. You enter like in another level of existence. But that doesn't finish when you finish the breath work. It kind of stays for a few hours, even sometimes if it was a very deep session for a couple of days. And the thing is, after you have practiced the method for a couple of years, or at least for me, you know, this altered state of consciousness becomes your normal. So your senses are more open. And so these two factors opens a room to the greatness of human beings. And what that means is so different for every person. And if I can explain it in my experience, is that I have discovered, or I'm starting to discover it because I have the whole life to keep discovering my own gifts. And it's not gift, it's a very small word. And in yoga, we have a word that is called siddhis, that I don't know if anybody here knows what that means, but it's that translation would be something like magic powers, but really magic is just science we cannot understand. So it is not that mystical. For me, it's quite scientifically and quite proven in myself. But it is, we are not a society used to these gifts, so we just qualify them as magical, as unrealistic. So where I want to reach this point is that to really encourage everyone to discover which these gifts are, which these cities are. And it can start with something very simple, that after an ice bath, everybody probably has felt that you can explain your hard things to other people better, or you have more facility to speak with your loved ones about your struggles, right? You are more able to be better your true self. And I think almost everyone has felt that in the workshops or in the winter expeditions or when you do the instructor course. And when that small action, that being a bit more true to yourself, you do it over and over and over, that's where these cities, these magical powers come out. And it's not about that somebody's going to learn to levitate or something like that, which would be fun. I don't know if after a couple of generations of practicing this, that would be a thing. But for me, it's much more subtle. And for example, the most amazing gift I found, and me as a physiotherapist, is like the sensitivity of my hands. And I've been a physiotherapist for many years, and it has many, many layers. But after I really got into the method, I also found my practice going to a whole different level. And it's like, just by touching people, it's not only that you can feel how the joint is, or if the vasculation is proper, or any kind of normal physiological markers, is that the story of the person or the story of the injury comes through the body to my hand, and I kind of know it. And it's kind of incredible, because usually you would think, oh no, that's a stupid thing. But then the ice part comes. Then this stepping into the unknown. For example, I can feel that somebody got an accident, a motorbike accident 20 years ago, and that's why nowadays they have a back problem, even they completely have forgotten. And it's not about the motorcycle accident. It is more about the fear they hold in that accident. And that information kind of flashes me, and I can choose to ignore and say, no, this is this because this vertebrae is not working well, or going into my analytical mind, or I can jump into the ice bath and be uncomfortable with saying, is there maybe a possibility that a few years ago you had an accident or something like that? And opening this room and jumping into the unknown, because it's really just a perception, an intuition that might seem stupid. And, you know, a motorcycle accident is not something relevant, but usually it goes to the very wounds of the people. So it's not something that is comfortable to speak. And it's incredible the magic that happens. And I've been applying that in my whole life, not only in the professional realm. And it's just absolutely mind-blowing how much information you get when you start being more perceptive to it, and that the breathing really helps to that. And then using this wisdom of getting one time after the other into the ice bath to really act on this wisdom, because we all have this wisdom, we just completely ignore it, we just completely shut it down. Because it's not socially acceptable, it's not polite sometimes, and it's scary. So I'm also wanted to say this in this podcast, because I already had this conversation with other instructors and they are explaining me their gifts, but also to open the conversation to other instructors, which gifts, what cities are you finding? Because I found it kind of through my hands, but I know this has so many different layers and so many way of showing. And the incredible thing of just living like that is that a bit of the theme that Bart was talking about 2 weeks ago, you just become more yourself. And the more yourself you become, you more comfortable you are in life, more easy things flow, and more just more fulfilled. So at the end, it's like it just gives you a lot of freedom to act on these perceptions, on these heightened senses, and not just to feel it, but then to jump into the unknown and transpass this fear. I don't know if anybody has any questions about this or something to add or something, an anecdote to say. Otherwise, I can keep talking.
Please keep talking.
Okay. So,
Carolina?
Yeah?
I have a question. Have you read the book Becoming Supernatural? Because what you are telling is experiences you can find in this book.
Absolutely. I read Becoming Supernatural, and the more I read about and from other techniques, and I'm really all about the esoteric world. I have a very scientific part because I'm a physiotherapist and my family comes from a doctor environment, medical environment. So I try to bring everything together. And at the end, it doesn't matter which text you read, and the more ancient it is, the more kind of validation it gives to these experiences, is that it's actually innate to being human. We just have forgotten it. It's like this becoming more human that the Wim Hof method does, right? It just makes you be more you. This gift, this city, is part of the human existence. It's not something that we just discovered. It's just actually what we always were. We just have kind of lost it or got distracted, or I don't know what happened, but.
We are disconnected from it. We are talking about the quantum field. When you are saying that you are feeling and you are getting information from something, what has happened in the past, this is the quantum field.
Exactly.
So this information, we always store information in our bodies, but we also store information in the quantum field. What we do with the Wim Hof method is that we connect all the energy centers in our body with the quantum field. And then we have all these experiences, what we can have. This magic where you are talking about is all about being connected with the quantum field. This is a part of the Wim Hof method. We don't talk about it, but we can feel it. We can feel it when we breathe. We can feel it when we are in an ice bath. All this, I think we have to integrate this part also in the method regarding the possibility to use the pillars of the Wim Hof method to connect to the quantum field. And when you connect to the quantum field, you will have more possibilities than we have now at this moment. You change when you are talking about changing, being more, let's say, in a status of high emotions. This is something we already are doing. And it is not only of what you were saying about damping the inflammation, but it's also this part, but it's also important to tell that we're also able to connect all our center, energy center with the quantum field
through the method,
Wim Hof method.
And my position to that, when I teach, I don't teach it. And especially like in fundamentals workshop, maybe in retreats and something like that, maybe I go slightly to there. But it's something that I think people have to have their own experience. Otherwise, it's just theory that gets lost and it's too intangible. So it's not something that, so this conversation, I wouldn't have it openly to the masses. It's just that because we are all seasoned practitioners, if you are instructors, you have been practicing for a little bit, you can start just witnessing this, because the beauty in it is that you actually don't have to do absolutely anything, it just happens. And if you apply the lessons, I would say especially the lessons of the ice bath on stepping into the unknown over and over. And stepping into the unknown is not sitting on meditation. Stepping into the unknown is to have this difficult conversation of truth with your partner, or I don't know, making a change in your career, like tangible action. So that is this over and over, this lesson that you get every morning in your cold shower, applying it through your whole life. And you start kind of living a freedom that you didn't even knew that it was possible. And I remember in my instructor course, we had a breathing session with Wim. You all probably know that they are a bit crazy. And at the end, he was singing freedom, freedom, one over and over. And I remember at that time, I could feel it, but I couldn't really understand it because I was so not free in so many areas in my life. And this stepping again over and over to the unknown has created me an amount of freedom that I cannot even start word to explain it. It's not explainable. And that's what I really want to bring into the world. And that's really my gift, that I feel free to do whatever I want to do and to say whatever I want to say. And especially to say no where I don't want to get in, which is a big thing. I used to didn't feel the freedom that I can choose no for what I don't want. So yeah, that was really my share, and I really hope that this opens more conversations about other ways that you can free yourself and discover your cities. I don't know, probably, is there anyone here that has any anecdote of at least a glimpse for a city? And one of the things that, and I think that's pretty obvious for almost every instructor, that after a couple of times of doing workshops or even just by practicing with other people, you can see really the attitudes and you start reading faces in a different way. And you can see this body expression or this, this fight or flight response that might are not that obvious because they are jokes and it's making funny, but it's really just a fight or flight response. And after, you can see that with your group of friends or with your family, right? That's also a CD to see, hey, who is acting in a fight or flight reaction, even it doesn't seem like that, right? It's you're calling or you're hiding or you are getting aggressive. There are so many different ways on acting in a fight or flight reaction. And then also that reflects back on you because you can think, oh, do I act like that sometimes? And then you realize that and you can free yourself again where you are acting in a fight or flight reaction. And that it can be so subtle, so subtle. It's not that you are in a very clear situation, your boss is shouting at you. Okay, that's normal. I have a fight or flight reaction. But maybe for me, about a very big one was like when people will ask me how much the workshop costs. Like that would be in a super tense situation. I would do all funny things. Like, and then when it was so obvious to me, I said, oh my God, no, they are just asking the price because they want to come, right? it's not a crazy thing to do. And then completely changes your reaction and your approach. And you feel confident of what you are sharing. And because all this fight or flight reactions, they have so much storage. You don't even have to get into that. But just realizing that you are acting like that makes it change. And then that opens a new realm of possibility, right?
Yes, that's awesome. Thank you. Was there someone with a question? Is there anyone? Let me just see here.
I would like to say something.
Yes.
I loved your story, Carolina.
Thank you.
It's really nice, really, really nice. And I heard you saying like, this is also one of the, actually my main reason now to do it. But I, especially with starters, I never really talk about it. Because most of the men, I get a lot of men in my group and they're coming for the same reason. Actually, I started because I was very sportive, very competitive, and just wanted to do something funny, stupid, to go out of, to extend my borders. So for me, it feels like this nice secret, which you are not telling, but once they start with the breathing, it opens them up and then becoming vulnerable. And it's nice, especially I love doing weekends, and the best for me are the longer ones, that it really opens up people and you, and really having this vulnerability and sharing with each other. And mostly the men come to me and they say in the group or they to me like, oh, finally I have to keep myself big. I can just be, and this is the first time I talk about it in like 30 years or whatever. And yeah, this is also like when you ask about the cities, for me to be vulnerable and that a tear is okay. That is my biggest lesson, I guess. That, and it keeps coming me into this lesson, it keeps deepening. That it's okay to be vulnerable. And I see in the beginning I was a bit afraid of doing it, but I love to start with a group, to start with a vulnerable story, and that completely changes the whole atmosphere. And yeah, I really connect to what you were saying. It's really beautiful and really nice. I liked how you the words you used. It's nice.
Thank you.
Thanks. I don't really have a question, but it was more like
And the thing is, for sharing like that, for me, just this experience is like jumping into an ice bath, because I just refused to prepare anymore or to have an idea to what I'm going to say. It is just this jumping into the unknown again and see what happens and try to be as truth to myself as I can. And that, at the end, it really doesn't matter what I say or what anybody says, but it kind of resonates with the group because you're capturing somehow the energy of the group and being truth to it, right?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I really struggled and also in my personal life is that the fact that for me, it wasn't enough, okay, to create one amazing experience for a day and then for a weekend and then super intense for like 5 days or 6 days. Because really people get vulnerable there, but then if that doesn't continue in the life, for me, then it's like kind of lost. And what I tried to do for many years actually is to go from bubble to bubble, from bubble to bubble, to have like this safe environment where I could be vulnerable, where I could be myself. Because one of the characteristics of these experiences is that you create a container, you create a safe environment where people can open, and then you use all kind of tools, the Wim Hof method or whatever, and that happens. But then the real work for me was, it was to be truth to myself without the safe environment, and then feel so safe inside of myself, so safe of who I am, that I can act like that in my normal life. And normal life, it's not a safe environment. It's just, but then it is like this really finding this confidence, this strength, this knowing that it's going to be okay over and over. So you don't have only these peak experiences in these bubbles, which is super cool. I love them. But then to create a whole life that resonates with that. Because otherwise, at least for me, I just was having these massive depressions after you get out of the bubble, right? And everything is just like kind of gray. And everybody around is stupid, they don't get me, right? It's something like that. But it's like really, it's super cool to have this safe environments to learn to really how to do it, but then really to apply it. Because if you don't do it, if you don't use the lessons there, then it's gone. And it's even worse because you know what could be, but you are not acting on that. And that makes you feel even worse. Right, so it's like this super experience that goes from many ways, and at the end, the only thing that you can do is to jump into the ice bath over and over. But otherwise, you feel bad, and it's a good marker to bring you back to your path, right?
Yes, true. Nice. Yeah, it's a challenge to take it back in your life and open up to whoever you see, or even on the streets or your friends. And it's nice. I don't know how it's for you, but I have a complete different relationship with many of my friends. Yeah. Much more open, much more truthful. And this whole stupid mask is gone and we laugh about it.
Yeah, there's two things there. Like, first, very important boundaries. So you don't want to open up with everyone. No, that's the first thing. It's like that's also something I tried. That don't recommend it. You end up in shit. No. But once you start being more yourself, putting, how you said, Linda, put away this mask, maybe some people fall apart because, yeah, they just don't vibe in the same way as you. But then your true friends just became more your friends and they embrace your weirdness. I just read this very funny definition of being weird, which is being radically being yourself. So it's like, yeah. So the people who are too much themselves are called weird. But I kind of prefer to have a bunch of weirdos in my table than just like regular photocopies of all the same, right? Just because you have to follow the rules of society and be socially accepted.
Yeah.
Yes, I totally agree with that. I have one quick question about talked about skipping from bubble to bubble to bubble. Do you have any tips or tricks, you know, both for ourselves and maybe our students to more integrate into their lives what they have experienced in our workshops?
Absolutely. And you said the key word, integration. Integration is even more important than the experience itself. And I would say it takes much longer than the experience itself. Now, sometimes we go to this experience and you come home and you're lucky if you have one day off. Right? No, otherwise, and then you keep with your normal life and then your head is busy with other things, so you don't integrate, or you integrate in a traumatic way, which is a big thing. So especially when I do longer experience, last day, even in the experience itself, it's integration. So no crazy things, no, just like being together and speak about the experience, even in the workshop itself. Like it's just 5 hours to, I say to people, look, even for some people, this was more intense, for some people less. This is hard for your body. Take it super easy today and tomorrow. Don't take anything that you tell yourself too serious. Observe how you are going to change. Observe the subtle things that start clicking in your mind. And don't act on them till like at least 2 days later. And that's in a 5-hour workshop. So in longer experience, so I say it's for much longer. So it's for, if it's a 5-day experience, I ask at least for 2 weeks of integration. And just like telling them, exposing them of what could happen, so they don't take anything too serious, but because this sense of emptiness is real, right? It's like you might feel that, but use that emptiness to go inside of you and see where your wounds are, see where in your life you are not acting exactly how you would like to act. Take the time for yourself. And even we all have our obligations, we all have things to do, we all get distracted. Take time to reflect, to write, to just be with yourself, to have your routine, to something that is for you so you can integrate. And then something that I really don't recommend is that don't look immediately for the next experience. That's something we all do. And so we have this amazing peak experience and then we are looking, okay, when maybe in 2 months, 3 months, I can be here, do that. Forget about that. In the moment that you need, again, another kick, it will come alone. But keep your time, keep months of integrating what you have learned. There are so many things, and you see an experience very different after 1 week, after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks. There is so many layers. And again, it doesn't have to be a massive experience, just 5 hours. It's a lot. So like getting through it, and observing it, and how I use it with my students is like at the end I just tell them that it's part of the work. So it's part of the work, keeping with your routine, doing the breath, but it's also observing and integrating.
Thank you so much for a very detailed answer from the question. Is there anybody else who has a question or wants to share?
I would just like to thank you, because I can really relate to many things you said about.
We don't hear you anymore.
Okay, you hear me now?
Yeah, now.
All right, sorry. So thank you so much. I can really relate to what you said about the integration and about the developing the gift you have. And I'm also a bodywork practitioner, so I also know when you talked about like touching people and feeling what is happening, which is like very, very magical thing to experience. Yes. And it's great to also hear your excitement with which you talk about this process. So thank you very much for this. It's very inspiring for me.
Thank you, Farhad. Thank you. And really thank you all for being here, and just in general to the whole Wim Hof Method instructor community. Doesn't matter where I go and which instructor I met, we are just awesome people. Right, is you always get a nice conversation with whichever instructor you are. So for me, it's an honor to be part of this, and then to just being able to share our experiences. So also I'm deeply grateful for this podcast and that this is happening. So thank you, Binard, and yeah, thank you, Francesco, even if you are not here. It's a real honor and super beautiful tool that we have.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, like you said, you know, this community, this is the highlight, you know, of the week for me. I always look forward to come here, see new faces, familiar faces. And we have all this thing in common. Is there anyone else who have a question or a share?
No, then I would like to finish.
Last question.
Yes.
Yeah. What was your reason to start with the Wim Hof Method? You were a yoga teacher already.
That's a nice story, actually, because I started with the Wim Hof Method without knowing that I was doing the Wim Hof Method. So I was very, very shy, extremely. Like I broke down several times in university when I had to expose my work and just run away crying. And I couldn't look into people's eyes when they were speaking to me. I was always the one who was like in a corner in a party, like drinking alone. But then I just discovered the absolutely magic of yoga, and it just radically changed my life. So I wanted to share that. But it was like this big obstacle. Okay, you want to share this, but you cannot talk to people. Like you need to find somehow to do that. And so I did what every millennial does nowadays. I just Googled how to be tough and speak in front of people. And you know that one of the first things that came out were cold showers, not Wim Hof Method, nothing like that, like cold showers. I said, I can't do this. Cold showers, that's not a big deal. So I did a challenge with myself to do 30 days of cold showers. And just like a few days after, I could feel, oh my God, this is so powerful. I feel so good. This is so amazing. Like, and even then I could feel that was something super big. I didn't know what it was, how that would impact my life, but I just felt it was so powerful. So after the month, I just decided to do it the whole year. And I think I was about like 6 months already doing the cold showers every day. And at that point I was living in Southeast Asia and doing a lot of yoga and going very deep into the more esoteric part. And after a very long tripping, pranayama session, we stayed and talked with the participants, and I was speaking with one about my cold showers, and he told me, "Ah, you're doing the Wim Hof method." I said, "No idea what that is," and I watched the documentary, like the Vice documentary. This was back in 2016, and it was like, "Oh my God, this is it!" Like, I had no fear of going to the mountain or anything like that. It's like, "Oh my God, this is it! These people get it because this is what I'm feeling it." And so a couple of months later, I was up in Poland with Wim in the mountain, and that's where it all started. And that kind of deblocked everything. I remember also that week that where for the first time I felt that I was being myself. I was dancing around where I never danced in my life. And actually, I'm very movable, everything about the body. And it was the first time I felt that. So that's how it kind of started. And nowadays I'm just incredibly amazed how I made my living just out of talking, when like a few years ago, I couldn't have a proper conversation with no one. So yeah, the miracles of the Wim Hof method.
Thank you for sharing. It's a nice one.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's an amazing story how you started. You started without knowing you started.
Yeah. It just came naturally.
Yeah, exactly. So I would like to thank you so much for your beautiful energy and your message, and for giving us your time, sharing your knowledge. I really appreciate it. And I would like everybody, like Francesco always does, please unmute yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, and give Carolina a big applause.
Thank you. Thank you. And also, just to finish, everything that you think that you are getting from me, from this conversation, from this interaction, I'm getting the same out of you. So it doesn't go in one way. I receive the love too. I receive the nice energy too. So really thank you for everyone, and for maybe everyone who might listen later. So really very grateful.
Yes, thank you so much. And we end at that note. So thank you all, guys. Bye-bye. And happy holidays.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.